this meditation draws on the knowledge, the wisdom, and the power of the ancient wisdom. And this practice of doing protection around oneself was practiced going all the way back into the temples of Egypt. It is part of the Hermetic system of magic and is known as the ritual of the lesser pentagram. Traditionally, this particular meditation will be done as the sun rises in the morning. And as we have endorsed over the last 18 months, the ability to feel energy rather than to see energy, we now take it to the next step, which is to use the ability to feel to create powerful thought forms in the astral plane, which can serve our purpose, whatever purpose that may be. So first of all, one has to find where the direction of the east is in the place that you are doing this meditation and face that way. I do this meditation sat cross-legged on the floor, but you can stand up and trace the pentagrams around you as we do this meditation. Either one is valid. So facing the east, take two deep breaths and close your eyes. As you breathe out, let go of anything that may block or distract you from putting your full attention on this meditation. And I want you to connect in to the fact that you are in a physical body and feel the sensations that your physical body are giving you in this moment. Your physical body is in the now moment, and the now moment is where creation happens. The past and the future are illusion. Connecting your consciousness to the feelings of your physical body will anchor you in the now moment. And then allow your ability to feel to extend around you into the space in which you find yourself now. And I want you to let go of the thought form that you are in the environment in which you are in now. And we are going to create, as a visualization, another reality. And we are going to use all of the five senses of feeling, hearing, seeing, tasting and touching to create before us and around us a very vivid picture of an environment that we wish to create. And this is the key to energizing thought forms in the magical tradition to cause the reality on 3D to follow suit. So facing the east with your eyes closed, I want you to imagine in the distance a plain of green stretching out before you, and behind that are distant mountains, maybe snow covering the tops. Behind the mountains, the sun is rising, and we can see the colours of the sunrise of yellow, pinkish purple, against a deep azure blue sky. Across the plain, there is a breeze blowing, and in the centre of the plain there is a whirlwind spinning round, pulling the dust and dancing right before your eyes. This is the elemental lord Peralda, the lord of air. Behind the mountains is a massive pillar of yellow energy extending from behind the mountains, right up into the sky. It is electrical in nature, and its colour is vivid yellow. This is the Archangel Raphael. As you hold this visualization in front of you, I now want you to imagine that behind you is another scene. Behind us is the scene of a vast ocean at night time, with the clear, bright moon hanging above it. The sea itself is turbulent, with lots of waves crashing against the shore. And there is spray bouncing up off rocks, creating the feeling of a maelstrom of energy, of water. Behind us is the west, and this is the direction of water. Feel the energy, the fluidity of water, and connect to all the creatures that live beneath the sea. This is the quality of water. This is the quality of the elemental lord Nixer. In the far distance on the horizon, a massive pillar of violet energy stretches up into the sky, electrical in nature, and this is the Archangel Gabriel. Holding these two visualizations now in front of you and behind you. To your right, there is another landscape. This time it is barren, with an erupting volcano, ash blowing high into the sky. Orange flames spewing out of the top, and crimson lava flowing down the sides of the volcano. We can feel the heat coming from this direction. The heat, the fire, the flames is the elemental Lord Jin, the Lord of Fire. Behind this volcano is a massive pillar of orange electrical fire stretching right high, right up into the sky. This is the Archangel Michael, Michael. Holding this visualization, we now move to the left. In the distance on our left hand side is a tropical forest with undulating hills, steam rising from the vegetation which is sweltering in the heat. We can hear the sounds of millions of animals, insects, all scurrying around in the undergrowth. We can smell the damp vegetation. We can feel the movement of the whole of this forest in life, chasing itself. Feel the power, the raw smell of the earth. The animal scent of the earth in manifestation. This is the elemental Lord Gob. Rising up out of the center of this vast tropical forest is a pillar of electrical fire which is citrine yellow, russet red, and black. Electrical in energy, and this is the Archangel Uriel. As we sit now, surrounded by these four elements, we are now going to invoke the Kabbalistic cross. Center your attention just above your head, one hand's width, and feel the spin now of your crown chakra. We are going to tone a word of power which will activate this chakra. And as we tone this word, I want you to center the vibration in your crown chakra and feel the spin that it causes. The word is ATOR, spelled A-T-O-H. Ah. Activation of that word of power and the light that it brings forth. Take this light and bring it down in front of you and connect it to the point 2 finger widths below your navel and feel the energy of your solar plexus chakra there and feel the spin. We are now going to intone another word of power, feeling the vibration in this chakra. This word is Malkuth, spelled M-A-L-K-U-T-H. Malkuth. Feel this line of power stretching from your crown chakra to your navel now and feel the vibration of these words of power around you, still holding the 4 elements in place around you at this time. Now center your attention to your right shoulder and feel a vortex of energy in that place. We are going to intone another word of power from this place and take it to your left shoulder. The word of power is Vegebura. This is spelled V-E-G-E-B-U-R-A-H. Taking the energy of that across your chest and anchoring it to the left hand shoulder, we intone the power word Vegedula, V-E-G-E-D-U-L-A-H. Vegedula. At the point where the cross occurs, right on your breast, hold your attention in that place. We are now going to intone the power word Leolan, and this is L-E-O-L-A-H, and feel the vibration of this cross in your aura as we vibrate now powerfully this word Le. The visualization of you as the Kabbalistic cross with the words of God intoning around you, the 4 directions vibrating with the energy of the elements. Before us is the energy of the east, the direction of the east, and we are now going to draw a yellow pentagram in the distance across in front of the scene that we have built with the plain, the undulating hills, the sunrise and the yellow pillar of fire. We start at the top and in a line of fire we take it down to the bottom left. We now take it from the bottom left up to the middle right, across to the middle left, down to the bottom right, and then back up to the top again. Really see and create this yellow pentagram and sending your energy, or pointing if you're stood up, at the center of this yellow pentagram we are now going to anchor the word of God in the center of it. This word is YHVH. And really feel the vibration of this as we intone it now. From the center of this word, the whole of this pentagram now vibrating yellow fire. We now take this fire and take it to our right hand side in an arc. So it traverses from the center of the pentagram in the distance in the east and goes all the way to our right hand side and stops in front of the volcano, still spewing pillars of fire from its center. Again, we draw the pentagram from the top down to the left, from the bottom left across to the middle right, from the middle right across to the middle left, from the middle left down to the bottom right, and from the bottom right up to the top again. Again, stabbing your fingers or your attention in the center of this pentagram, we now intone the following power word. Adonai. Adonai. This sets the whole of the pentagram alive with fire, orange fire, the color of Michael. From the center of this pentagram, we now describe another quarter circle which takes this energy behind us to the direction of the west. Feel this unbroken circle now going round from your right to the back to the center of the direction of water. Again, creating the pentagram from the top down to the bottom right, across to the middle left, from the middle left across to the middle right, from the middle right down to the bottom left. Feel the pentagram burning behind you, and we're now going to intone the power word that will ignite this pentagram in violet flame. The name is Ehaye. Vibration of this energy, we take it now from behind us in the all the way in an arc and take it to our left hand side, the direction of earth, in front of the tropical forest that we have created in consciousness. We now draw the last pentagram from the top down to the bottom left, across to the middle right, from the middle right across to the middle left, from the middle left down to the bottom right, and from the bottom right to the top again. The colour of this pentagram is yellow, red and black. We now stab towards the centre of it and intone the following power word. Agla, spelled E-A-G-L-A. Center of this pentagram, we now complete the circle by taking a line of fire and bringing it all the way back to the pentagram which is still burning in front of us, completing a full circle. We are now surrounded by the four elements and the pentagrams of those four elements. We now invoke the following statement. Before me, the Archangel Raphael. Behind me, the Archangel Gabriel. To my right, the Archangel Michael. To my left, the Archangel Uriel. Around me flame the mighty pentagrams. Behind me shines the six red stars. And as we say these words, imagine that there is a star tetrahedron burning right behind you now. This is the sign of the Christ energy. And take this energy as part of you. Each one of these directions is part of you. Each one of these angels is part of you. And acknowledge that fact now. Into this space, we now invoke whatever energy you wish to have around you for the rest of this day. I always invoke my divine presence, the legions of light, of wisdom and of power. But it's up to you to bring into your life anything that you wish to have around you during this day. Once you have completed this invocation, we now finish with the Kabbalistic cross once again, taking your attention above your head and feeling the vibration of your crown chakra, which is energized now. Again, intoning the word of power at all. Energy of that word and bringing it down in front of you to anchor in your solar plexus chakra, two finger widths below your navel. The power word here is Malkut. Malkut. Feel the energy descending. Feel the line of light which you have become. Taking your attention to your right shoulder, we intone the word Vegagura. Vegagura. Taking the vibration of that word across your chest and anchoring it in your left hand shoulder, we intone the word Vegedula. Vegedula. Feeling the energy of the cross that you have become. The pentagrams flaming around you in all their colours. Before you is air, behind you is water, to your right is fire, to your left is earth. Become the cross, become the pentagrams, become the angels. We finish by holding our attention in the centre of this cross, in our heart centre, and we intone the word Leolam. Leolam. Thus is finished the ritual of the lesser pentagram. It places around you and in your consciousness a powerful protection, a sphere of energy, through which you are in control of the energy that is brought around you for the rest of this day. It has been proved psychologically that doing this ritual is a powerful way of centering your consciousness with intention for what you wish to occur in your life. Knowing that this protection, this visualization is around you for the rest of the day, just let it now drop into your subconscious mind and allow the environment that we started doing this meditation in to now filter back into consciousness, and then ground yourself in the most perfect way for you, and then open your eyes.